I'd like to be mad at it a little bit. The he says here that it's a dover, it's a fundamental aspect of every single person, that he has a makom, that's where he is, that's where he thrives, that gives him his metzias, and outside of that makom he doesn't have a metzias, and so on. In a deeper sense, the nyanim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you think about it, just look at it from the top. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu, and it took Avraham Avinu, and was clear as a bris with him that he would come and he would take him to Eretz Yisrael. That was the etzem bris. He would have children, and he would bring them to Eretz Yisrael, and they both had almost the same exact chshivas did. The bris bein apsarim was a bris on Eretz Yisrael, and it included the entire shiput negolus to get to Eretz Yisrael. Lech lecha me'atzum latcha me'savicha, the first thing was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafkia the makom from Avraham Avinu. It wasn't, Avraham was already frum at that time, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the shinui in the fact that it was mafkia the makom. The Rashi makes on that a person whose makom is mufka, if there's a miut of the Shem and the Zera and so on and so forth, to him, and then he would go on to a different makom. So you see the lashon in the pasuk Gefen mi Mitzrayim tasiya, Tikarish goyim atitoeha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a plant which was planted Mitzrayim, and that was its makom, and he took it from there and brought it over to Eretz Yisrael. So finding the different makom for it, the Kuzari says it when he speaks about the mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham. He says when you want to produce a certain strain of crops or whatever it is, you plant a whole bunch of stuff, and whatever grows well, you transport over to soil that allows it to grow better and stronger, and so on and so forth. It's because I was like, can I even tell the part? Okay. So the moving over things to a mockery that would be beneficial for it is the changing the mockery. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Avram's name, he changed his mockery. You see, by Yitzchak, we learn from there that the Gemara says that if you move, if you mishana makom, after 10 years, it's still different because it's a shini of a mazel, and that's why you don't have to 10 years after get divorced and so on. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pu'ula of taking Avraham Avinu, and then that culminates in coming to Israel, is giving Eretz Yisrael the makom that it should have, Betaris Eretz Yisrael. That's the makom. Just one second. Yeah. Ken. Okay. And yes, just give me one second. Yes, it's a backup to pack kiss for me. I'm sorry, that was the general pool. The Maral, when he speaks about the Vavodim, Ger Zachabert, Olehem, Vavodim, Vino Isam, Vachachitz, Mechush Kodl, so he explains the Adalah Lashonis of Geula, he explains that it was a reversal of the process of how they became Meshubit. So he said the first they were in Eretz Olehem, then there was Avadim, then there was Inum, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Geula, it reversed the process, and first he started with the Kreshia Shibut, then he went on to the Avdus, and then he went on to the in Ger Zachabes Olehem, and he was Mafkir HaParetz Mitzrayim. So, just one second. called Geula specifically is Keneged Geryas Achabaret Leilahem. So the three Shibudim are be'etzim the one mahalach of being, of destroying the person himself. In other words, the first layer the place and kindness of where a person is, and a person has to go back to that to find his place, to find his metzias. So of the nekudas of tzar and tzar that we speak about, that's the one that specifically we talk about. The Maral says that besides the achila of you have a layer of mitzvahs that deal with achila, and that's matz and mara, and shtiyas at kanas chachamim. But he says the chilik with dalet koisis, what dalet koisis expresses, and what matz and mara express, is the difference between achila and shtiyah. The difference in achila and shtiyah mitzad the tfisa of Chazal in it is that achila is something which, I mean, he pretty much says it in his ways, but I'm just fataging his words. Achila is something which is a physical thing. It's shaykh to the guf. I mean, even though, let's say, I guess the way the Maral says it, mitzad is tfisa, mitzad, the way we're taifas in yanim. If a person is hungry, so his body is missing food, his empty stomach sends a signal that it's missing food, that's the mahalach of it, and then when the person fills it, it's a very clear physical filling up. The person eats, it sits there, and he now has a stomach that's full with food. I mean, that's the way we see it. When you drink, so does it simon for it, but when we finish drinking, ke'ilu, what we sense in that pu'ula was that our simon was satisfied, but not that we physically got something. I mean, when you drink something, you don't feel bloated, not for a very long time. You know, it very rapidly, you don't feel you have anything in your goof, and that's that. It's similar to something that's a ruchnis, like a need. So, lamashal, I miss somebody. I'm miskageh for somebody. So fine, so I go and I meet the person, and that satisfies my gaguim. I don't feel that a kilo, I have a tosefes once he's there, the way I feel by food. So food is a type of thing that adds a physicality to the guf, that's its tachlis, and then it's and it's very clear. Tzimoyin, he says, satisfies the tzimoyin. Shtiyah satisfies the tzimoyin. So it's a much more, it's a ruchnistic type of inyan, where it's the things that the person is yearning for, rather than the things that he actually physically acquires. In the mahalchim of the tsar of the Golos of Mitzrayim, there was two layers. There was a physical tsar and chisaron, and that's something that is expressed in the matzah mara. The person, it's the koishi and tsar of the shibud that we felt, and the satisfaction in terms of the geula. That's one part of it. And then on a deeper level, we were menutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from ourselves, because we weren't b'mekaymenu, and we were mufka from the chelik of having shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was an underlying part of it. Klapa, the first one, the Torah mandated yachila, that comes, those are the physical inyanim, more of the galus. Mitzad, the deeper underlying ruchnistic part of it, where we didn't have a Kaddish Baruch Hu, we were muska from a Kaddish Baruch Hu because of the matzav, that's something that shtia, and it has to come from us bedafket. It's a drabbanon because it comes dafka from us. I'm adding tosefes a little bit to what he's saying, but that's the teichin advarim. So what we call, so specifically, it works like this. There is a two yeshuas that deal from most of the physical part. The vadim inu oisam are more expressed itself by the physical part of it. the Geula, the Ge'alti, is going specifically on Ger Zachar Beretz Lehem, the Etzem Mitzia Shalebim Kaimi, and then you have the Velakachti Yasem Ilam, and the Vesi Eschem, that's the Hashlama of the second part. So Geula means the process of returning something to its real Mitzia. It's going from a Makrim that's not a Makrim, and Bemela the person is not the person, and Bemela he's not David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's not the person who's David, to a place that had to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many reasons given why the Golus was necessary. All of them are Shaykh, but specifically in this Indian itself, the place where the Golus took place in was called Mitzrayim, which means a tight spot. A tight spot means it doesn't have mokim for it. There's no place for me. That's the show. When something is tight, it means it doesn't provide a mokim for me. The nace of the Aranei Min Amida is because since the Torah is Be'etzim from El Yoinim, it doesn't really have a Mokir Metachtayim. It's called Shavisa Shevi. It's something that was taken out of its place. And yes, it's like a Shemaim, all the Zinyan, but Mitzvah the Mitzvah of Torah, since it's Chutz L'Mekayimoy, and the fact that it's called a Shevi means that it's not in its place. So it doesn't have a Midah here. Its place is too tight for it, and the place it doesn't contain it. Klal Yisrael, it's just like everything in every Dover Toiv that was Zeicher to, we're always Zeicher to it by not having it, by getting a sense of what it's like to be Mufka from it, and then we're able to appreciate it when we do have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the big mahalach of going from Avram to Klal Yisrael had to include in itself replanting Klal Yisrael in its mokim. And replanting Klal Yisrael in its mokim meant that it would go to a place that would be tsar. It would go to a place where it would suffer the lack of mokim. The midbar that they went to afterwards was also a lack of mokim. It's a midbar is a place like the Maharal says over here that's mufka from Yishuv Ne'adam. It doesn't serve as a mokim Ne'adam, and that's why Klal Yisrael went through mekaymis that were not mekaymis, so that when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they heard the Makrim Shaboy. I want to add one more connection to this. There's a difference. It's not, had Eretz Yisrael been a different country, like a Frenchman who's not in France doesn't feel French. A Frenchman who's in, I don't know, a cold Norway is not France. He has to be in France and so on. So it would be Dayenu. We'd go from the Makrim that wasn't good to the Makrim that is good, and that's that. The Makrim that serves as a Makrim for Klal Yisrael is different. It says that all the Makrimis in the world, the Shem Elikim, is the Shem of it. It's that of a Sar. And whereas at Yisrael, it's a Shem of Ayin without a Sar. So the Pshat that is that at Yisrael was a Makrim where what makes it a Makrim is the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. Let's give a mashal. If a person has different places that he likes, or doesn't like, this hotel is nice, this hotel is not so nice, this house is a very good house, a pleasant house, this house is not such a house, and so on. And a person rates different mekaymis. Is this suits you, that suits you, whatever it is. The house that you grew up in, or the house that you married and live in with somebody that you have a good marriage, attached to, not because the prophet is a demokrim, but it's become the demokrim wherein you find yourself, you find your metzias. And that's a very big difference between Ephesus and other Aratzis. Other Aratzis, the Adama is first, and then the Sar is second, or whatever prayer. That's the nature of those places. Eretz Yisrael is a place that it's a mokrim, that what makes it the mokrim Kar Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch. Just one second. The mokrim that makes what makes the mokrim itself is different other places. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of his base Aviv and Arzay Melaratay, it wasn't the Pshat, he was just transplanting him from place A to place B that was more suitable for Klai Yisrael. It was a whole different tfisa in what mokrim of a person meant. The mokrim of the person in the higher the hair of mokrim, mokrim is created by mekrim shalaylam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekrim shalaylam in that sense. He creates that mokrim. So in the hair of Golas Gul and Klal Yisrael, it's a very deep layer that belongs to the Atmos of Klal Yisrael. As long as Klai Yisrael is in Golas, the Pshat is they don't have their own mitzvahs. It's not, all the things that we suffer is because it's like dislocate any joint of the body, any bone of the body. It's not b'mkoyma. It'll become infected. Something will happen to it. And things that are not b'mkoyma are prone for trouble. So that's one way of understanding the Golas and Gula. That's fine. It is emes. But the deeper point is that every golas is the hachana for gula. You know, by being mafkia, if we turn Eretz Yisrael into a mokrim, the same way other medinas are mokrimis, then it doesn't work for us. If we become mufka from it, and then when we come back, the geula is we come back to the place that we can be who we are, and the definition of that type of place is a mokrim, that's a mokrim because of that shra. It's not the pshat, I'm staying in this place because it's a five-star hotel. Because I'm the chen mokrim and shra, because I'm staying, because this is my home, because this is my parents, that's my wife and children, that's why it's a mokrim. That's the mosvet shra, as opposed to all the other others. It's because there's a shra shchina here, that's why it's al mokrim einim. So in the sense of Golas and Gula and Klal Yisrael that expresses of Pesach is that the Atzmius of Klal Yisrael, as long as Klal Yisrael is the Golas, its Atzmius is not there, and the Hafkor and the Tsar, the specific Hezek of Golas is that we have some sort of sense as if this other place was our place, and the tachlis is to be mafkir oneself from makom in that sense, and a person and the geula mitzvah will be a where Klai Yisrael, by coming back to its makom, it regains its own real tzura, and the makom, the Eretz Yisrael, that's the makom of Klai Yisrael, is a place where the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being there is what makes it its makom. And that's and that becomes it's. I once heard a stump. I was to say there was a yid in Altamir who lived in Azabir, and he was an old man and a very outspoken type of person. And he was sitting. It was in his house. It was an oval, and he was. It was a few minutes before daffing. I think it was like some Vidalia or Titus. It was a Titus Esther or Sarva Tavis, and somebody was talking about that the Belarusian government had demanded them to give back the mayor to the mayor. And also this man's voice booms out, Alim. So he said, no, they negotiated, they're giving it back, and they're buying, it's like Alim. So I said, how do you know? I mean, you're not involved in it. He said, they're going to give me back the stones and the bricks. Let them keep for themselves. That's not the mirror. And it's a very, it's a very insightful in the sense of what Mokum is to us. The Mokum is Kaddish because the Akash Baruch was there. And that's the Mohus of Eretz Yisrael that gives us back our own Tzura. Any questions?
If we take different tkufas in Klal Yisrael, when we were in different daratzas in Europe and Africa, Beshalva, the Torah was givaldic and fantastic. So I understand that obviously in Eretz Yisrael, the Shechina Shriya and Edema v'chulu.
Right.
But to say that is mamish, the shirish of Golas. I mean, is this something which we're in touch with? Is this something which we like in those tkufas when it was the golden era and so on? I mean, we didn't really feel that. I mean, Elamai, there's something much better, which we don't realize, but like...
Well, I think on the level of Klaifa as a cloud, as opposed to just fronting, doing well, I also don't know what our final survey is and would be. I'm not sure. I don't have had it measured up against something. All I can say is that if this is Golas, that we haven't attained what we are, we don't attain it, it's not sustainable, it's not, it's right, heck, if I don't know, whatever it is, we're missing.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. I guess after Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov, we'll resume again.
Okay.
Good. 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 Good.